Well, I really want to, we want to say how wonderful a God we have. We stand amazed at his blessing over 60 years. And we feel so blessed in so many ways. So it's really wonderful that we've been in this position for 60 years, and it is. Some people said, well, is there a secret? Well, there's a secret that for you as well as me, it's for everybody. Because you see, two young people started to come together from completely different homes, different backgrounds, and we came together because we both love the Lord and wanted to serve him in our lives. Now, it didn't start too very good because we were just starting our relationship when the government demanded that they had 2 years of my life in the National Service. And we decided, what shall we do? Because you see, there were no mobiles. In fact, there were no telephones. The only place you could telephone was the red box. So we decided we would write to each other for the whole 2 years, if we could. See how we go. I do remember the first time. I hadn't written many letters, and Hazel had been a secretary. And my first letter was perhaps three lines. After 2 years, I was writing five or six pages. That's how our relationship went on. But I'd like to thank our wonderful family, a personal family, which was wonderful, really, and proved themselves on Thursday. Again and again they do. But I want to thank you. David prayed this morning, and this is so true in our lives of the 60 years, that our church family is so precious and so important to us, it is. Anyway, when we came out, we were going to the Little Brethren Hall, and after a while we said, well, we'd really like to be married, and we went to see the elders, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, you can't be, because the new church that had just been built wasn't registered for marriages. If you want to do, you'd better do something about it yourself. So the registrar and all the forms, and took us a little while, and we registered it, so we were the first people to be there. Now, we set down basic rules a little bit when we were first married, and we realised this week that those rules have not changed. And the first one is, one of them, well, we set a lot of rules, but was Sunday was the Lord's Day. Whatever happens, we'd come to church because it's the Lord's Day. And you don't always feel, you know that, you don't always feel, well, have we got to go this Sunday? But it's the Lord's Day, so we went, and we have been ever since. And the Lord's blessed us because of that. And then the Lord said to us all, you and me, I command you to love each other. Well, we didn't find any problem there. Even in those days, we loved each other. And we could say today that we love each other more than we've ever, ever done. Maybe just respect and care now, but it certainly is very strong. One of the things that we decided as well was saying grace at the main meals. Well, we still say grace at the main meals, just the two of us. We hold hands now, quite amazingly. I didn't think about that until afterwards, but that's how it is. Anyway, the Lord has blessed us with a very active life. As many of you know, we've been involved with so many people and times, and given our time and effort to the Lord's work in so many ways. We've been Gideons for many, many years. We did voluntary work with the National Trust. I worked for the Counselling Centre of Ashby for 10, 12 years, and Hazel's treasurer in the church here for 20 years more. I ran the Sunday school here. And Sharon was running about like this for about 25 years. So the Lord has blessed us, and do you know what's more? Still blessing us. If you want to bless the Lord, then just get involved with him, and he just blesses. One of those songs, and it was repeated again, it says, we will build our lives upon your love, and then we'll share that love with other. And God's love is wonderful, never changes. Ours might fluctuate a little bit up and down, but God's love never changes. His grace never changes. It's always the same. And one of the wonderful things of all of us, whether wherever state we are in our lives, whether it's these wonderful young people, I wonder if it's one row of young people, well, that thrilled me, is that if we learn to respect each other and work with each other, then the life will go and God's work will improve so much. I want to say thank you to you for being our church family, because it's important to us, so important to us. And I just want to thank the Lord for his goodness and grace and mercy to us for 60 years. It's a long time, and yet it doesn't seem a long time. But it's time, there's no time with the Lord. Just say thank you. So we'll pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, sovereign God, we just thank you and praise you for your wonderful love that never changes, your grace that's immense with us, your great mercy that gave us eternal life. Lord, we thank you that you loved us, so loved the world, that you gave the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior, our daily support. And we just say thank you. Thank you for the daily blessings that we have. We so often tear around about us, people going so much back and forth, and yet you bless us in the daily things of life, the things that we often take for granted. Lord, we realize that every good and perfect gift comes from you. And so, Lord, this morning we just pray that as we worship you and praise you this morning, you'll just lift our hearts to want to serve and please and you in our lives in every aspect of them. Lord, we just pray in our daily living, our work, our school, and whatever we do, Lord, we just pray that we might be your children, we might be lights in this world that will glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and show others the way to him too. Lord, we just give you thanks. We'll give you praise, for you are so wonderful. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dennis. And yeah, it's just wonderful to. I remember I was connected with the church a number of years ago now. I can't remember how many years. Many years. Not as many as Dennis has been here. But I just always remember how encouraging Dennis and Hazel were. Like when I first was preaching here and leading different things and things like that. And how almost, I think every time I'd done something, they came up to me and said, found something wonderful in it. Even when I knew it wasn't all wonderful, there was something they found that said, oh, that was really good. And so really appreciate that gift of encouragement you've got as well. And, you know, I just want to echo kind of what's been coming through. We're a family church. And, you know, there are so many churches that are one flavor. They might be all one nationality, there might be all one age. There's churches that are, that's kind of a student church, or that's a young people's church, or that's an old church that's dying out and only has old people. And, you know, I hope you realize how precious it is what we have here. We have a mix of nationalities. We have the whole range of ages, and that's quite rare and very precious. And so I just want to echo what Dennis was saying about, you know, loving each other, respecting each other. You know, sometimes if you're a young person, you know, you want things to happen quickly, you want to do things quickly, and there's a frustration. Maybe you look at the older people and think they might be holding you back. But, you know, there's a great perspective that age brings, you know. And, you know, when you get kind of frustrated, some little things happen, and that moment is all that matters to you. You know, maybe talk to one of the older people and say, will you pray with me? Will you just listen to me? Because they're going to have this incredible perspective that things work out over time, right? And there's all that wisdom there in age. So let me encourage you to do that. And the older people, you know, I'm just so impressed with how you're loving the young people. You know, the things we do that, you know, are precious to them, and meet them where they're at. And we need to just keep encouraging them. But I see that's happening already, so I just want to thank you for that as well. But we're a range of people here, and it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful fellowship. Sarah, would you just share some notices, please?
Okay, so the very first thing I want to do before I forget is, apparently it was somebody's birthday. Is it Cooper? Zach? A couple of weeks ago, or last week, it was your birthday. Is that right? Yes, and I did promise you last week that you could put your hand in the birthday treat box. Okay. I also want to say thank you to everyone who was able to come last night to Rebecca's Moldovan evening. We had a great time, lots of food. And thank you to those that, even though you weren't able to come, who continue to support her, for those that have done the Christmas gifts for the girls, and for those that are praying for her regularly. She's here for 2 weeks and a little bit. She's gone to church this morning with her boyfriend because he's off to uni this afternoon, but she will be here tonight. And I know that for some of you that's probably a big ask, but she will be here tonight if you do want to see her. Monday night is the outreach to the homeless. Tuesday is toddlers, and then the church is open for prayer from 12 till 2. Kids Club is at 4:30, so calling all 9 to 12-year-olds, come along and have some fun and learn about Jesus. And we have a nice little tea as well, so thank you to the ladies who organized that for us. Tuesday evening is Bible study at 7 p.m. and the youth Bible study. It'll be week 3 of their freedom in Christ. I think that there are those that come seem to be enjoying it and hopefully getting a lot out of it. And the marriage course is Wednesday at 7, and this is again week 3, and prayer meeting is still on, so please come along to prayer meeting Wednesday nights. Just a couple of notices in advance. October the 12th, there is a youth social at Sonia and Graham's house. And I've lost the time. 6 p.m. at Sonia's house, which is 3 Hallgate. But yeah, we'll keep reminding you of that. October 13th, John Lutas from Asia Link is speaking. So come along to that. And the last thing quickly is the Church Fellowship Day, October 26th, from 11 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. This will be a time to worship together, a time to hear what God is saying to us, and a time for us to minister to each other. Carl Allen from Uttoxeter will be speaking into the day. There will be fish and chips provided, and please bring cake, and it will be held here at the church. And please sign up if you're coming. I think that is all the notices for this week. Thank you. Okay, Sunday school today is for primary and creche. So that means if you are the top class that meet in the vestry, because it's the fifth Sunday, you don't have Sunday school, but just the littler two classes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. We're going to take communion together. I'm going to ask Francis and Joel if you'd come and help serve communion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and in doing that, you fulfilled so many promises that you made to mankind, that there would be a new covenant, that there would be a Messiah, that there would be a Savior who would come. And thank you, Lord, as we look from that position of knowing the cross and the resurrection and the ascension's already happened, Lord, as we look from that position of being saved, of being secure in you, we look forward to the fulfillment of the promises you've made, which are yet to be fulfilled, knowing that we can trust you, a faithful God who keeps his word. Lord, we look forward to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We look forward to a new heaven and a new earth. We look forward to spending eternity with you, the living.